Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It ought to be readily apparent that no man can be an atheist without being an enemy of the cross of Christ. In some cases, such as Will Durant and Friedrich Nietzsche, the writers and scholars may be reluctant to attack Christ. Although Nietzsche thought Jesus was weak because he was meek. But all atheists are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their denial of the existence of God, whom Jesus came to reveal, places them on the side of those who are not with Christ and therefore are against him. I'm not telling you that all atheists have attacked Christ as a deceiver or as a religious racketeer. Many of them, like Will Durant, W. H. Leckie, H. G. Wells, spoke admiringly of Jesus and believed if men followed his teaching, we would have a better world. The men I have mentioned were intellectual atheists. That is, they were convinced in their minds that Jesus was not the Son of God, the Savior of the world. But what about the people who are sometimes called practical atheists? These are men and women who pretend to believe in God, to honor Jesus Christ, and to honor the Word of God, but deny all of these great truths of the gospel by the way they live. Are they enemies of the cross of Christ? The Roman letter does not use the expression practical atheist. But who can doubt Paul had such people in mind when he wrote, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them." Romans 1, 18 and 19. If you had approached the men and women Paul discussed in these verses and asked them if they believed in God, they would have thought you had lost your mind. I can almost hear them say, "Of course we believe in God. Everybody believes in God." But their lives did not harmonize with their professions of faith. Verse 21 says, "They knew God, but they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1, 21 and 22. Intellectually, virtually every person in ancient times believed in God, or the gods. When David wrote, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God," Romans 14, 1, it is almost certain that is not what he had in mind. The words, "there is," were inserted by the translators. David may have said, "The fool has said in his heart, we will have no God." That means they did not want God interfering with their plans, purposes, and pleasures. That certainly harmonizes with what Paul wrote in the Roman letter. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Romans 1, 28. The truth is, dear friends, the so-called practical atheists, those who claim to believe in God, but who do not live in harmony with God's will, do far greater harm to the cause of Christ than those who are self-confessed atheists. We know where the intellectual atheists stand. They make no pretense of being children of God, since they do not believe in God. On the other hand, the practical atheists often confess faith in Christ and in His Word, but do not commit themselves into His service. My friends, it will be a sad day in the judgment for all who deny the truth of the Bible, atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers. But it will be far worse for those who have known the truth and turned their backs on God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.